Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, as we prepare to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in October, we're continuing with that sermon series that we've been having, Lutherans Are. And today, our topic is the second of the Lutheran foundational principles, or the second of the pillars of our faith. It's Christ only. Last week, we discussed the first, faith only. Next week, my wife has scripture only. Her name was Eva. I came to know Eva in the 90s, back in my second parish. Eva was the town's beloved fourth grade teacher. If you asked anyone in town for an entire generation who was the most important teacher in their lives, it was always Miss Eva Prescott, their fourth grade teacher. Now, Eva was one of the sweetest people I knew. She was very soft-spoken and kind. And even when she disagreed with you, you often didn't realize it because she was so darn nice about it. Eva would always walk to church. She lived about four blocks away, and even in the foulest weather, she would walk. She would wear galoshes during the snow, and she'd climb over the snowbanks, and she did this in her 90s. And lots of people would drive past her on the way to the church, and they would want to pick her up. No, she said, walking to the church gave her time to reflect and gave her an opportunity to get ready for church. Periodically, Eva would invite me over to tea. And it was always tea, not coffee, because tea was the only proper thing to serve. And I always made sure when I was there I kept my pinky out. When I would arrive at her house, I would never know where to sit because everything was full of expensive antiques. And her living room was taken up by this huge, massive grand piano. You see, Eva was Eva Prescott, one of the Philadelphia Prescotts. Eva grew up in a very wealthy suburb of Philadelphia. Eva went to private school and went to an exclusive college in Philly. Eva's brothers and sisters were all surgeons or lawyers or married to surgeons or lawyers. But Eva decided to go in a different direction. Eva went to school to be an elementary school teacher. And Eva decided that she would find out how the rest of the world lived. So instead of doing her student teaching in a wealthy suburb of Philly like you might expect, she chose the neediest community she could find. Back in the 20s, when she came to our town, the community was a really rough town. It was a coal town. Miners worked 6 days a week. They often entered the mines before dawn and emerged after dusk. They lived their lives in the dark. There was literally a bar on every corner. And mining was the only jobs there were in the community, so education wasn't that important because you were going to be a miner. The schools were terrible. So our little community was the town that Eva chose to experience what life was like for the rest of the world. And Eva got there and she felt sorry for the children. and Eva felt in love with the children. So Miss Eva Prescott of the Philadelphia Prescotts stayed in our town. She became the beloved fourth grade teacher. She taught piano lessons on that huge grand piano, and she dedicated her life to trying to make a difference in the lives of the children of our community. She brought culture into the community. She personified God's grace to those rough coal mining families. You know, if I ever knew anyone that I would call a saint, Eva was up there. And so now Eva was in her 90s, but the entire community still loved and deeply respected Eva. One day I sat in our adult Sunday school class. I wasn't the teacher, but for some reason I was off from my other class. And the class got into some really deep sharing about their faith. And at the very end of the class, Eva spoke up. She said this, "You know, I've never been one to believe in Easter or to believe in the resurrection. I see Jesus as the great teacher, and I have lived my life sacrificing myself on behalf of others as a servant, following the teachings of Jesus. But this whole Easter thing, this whole resurrection thing, is not part of my faith." You know, there was dead silence in the room. The Sunday school teacher asked, "Eva, can you really not accept Easter?" And she said, "No. For me, Jesus was the greatest of all teachers, and I have spent my life trying to emulate him." And then the bell rang, and the class was over with. The next week, the adult Sunday school teacher was absent, so I substituted, and Eva was not there. And as I sat down to teach the class, someone interrupted me. They said, "I know, Pastor, that you have to have an Easter faith and believe in the resurrection of Jesus to be saved. But what about someone like Eva? What about Eva?" You know, the Bible is clear. St. Paul writes in Romans 3, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ." Jesus also said in the third chapter of John, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." And again, as we read in our gospel for this morning, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." As Lutherans, we confess that there's only one path to the Father, and that is through the Son. And our salvation comes from our trust in the incredible gift of Jesus Christ. And if we trust in anything else, we're going to be in trouble. You see, God looks at us differently than how we look at ourselves. You know, we might see Eva as this wonderful saint who spent her life serving others. But no matter how hard Eva tried to live a good life, she was still a sinner in need of God's redeeming. St. Paul says that all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. That includes you. That includes me. And that includes the Evas of this world. We are all sinners in desperate need of God's redeeming. And the power and the path to God lies in trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection and the healing and the forgiveness and the new life that that brings. That's the path to God. And the only path to God. But then we come up with those hard questions. What about children who don't live to know God, don't live long enough? What about people who are brought up in a family or a country where it's impossible to know Jesus? You know, as a pastor, I always fall back to that verse that says that God is love. And I trust them to God's love and grace and mercy. And what about others who say that there are other paths to God? You know, as Lutherans, we leave that in God's grace as well. But we are trusting in the words of our Lord, and we walk the way of the resurrection and Jesus' love for us and the trust in that gift. That is the second pillar of the Lutheran Church. Our path to the Father is through our active trust in the incredible gift of Jesus and the forgiveness and the new life that we find at the cross and that we find on Easter morning. And what about Eva? Even though Eva was in her 90s, she was blessed with several more years. And I had a number of times to chat with Eva over a cup of tea with my pinky out. And when Eva finally passed away, she was right with God.